sono marikelia na mano kaile mazizela ba.
Perez moments or breaking forth moments. There are several things that hinder us from breaking forth in our lives. But it is the important season we have to engage God on the altar of prayer. He said, my house shall be called the house of prayer. There are many things that want to tell you you don't qualify, many things that want to stop you, many things that want to hinder your progress. So at least you must have some time to engage in serious prayer. Perez moments, that is breaking forth time. Somebody say, I will break forth. Yesterday we started to look at the kindness of God, for the Lord has spoken to us and he says, in this coming month of March, we are going to experience his kindness. Amen. His kindness. There are several things that shows up in a man's life when the kindness of the Lord visits that person. Okay? And you must be very alert in this coming month of March. Okay? So tonight we're really going to pray. Yesterday we started praying, and tonight I really want you to take the prayer serious. You know, life is spiritual, and you must always see things from the spiritual perspective. Okay? Don't ever look at life as a carnal thing. That's why the word of God says, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Okay? So, to be controlled by the carnal mind, he says, is death. Okay? To every area of your life. But he says, to be spiritually minded is what? Life and peace. So if you want to experience life and peace, he says, be spiritually minded. So life is spiritual. Always look at life from the spiritual standpoint. It's very important. I know there are some people who would always remove God from what they do, okay? And they wouldn't even like to have God in anything. One thing they don't realize is that many people are enjoying even blessings because they are probably their grandparents or some people invested in their children and their grandchildren before they passed on to be with the Lord. All right? So make sure you are always looking at things from the spiritual standpoint. Is that okay? Hallelujah. All right, so the kindness of God. And tonight we're really going to pray and deal with issues of witchcraft, okay? I know some people don't believe witchcraft exists. Not that we are afraid of witchcraft, we are not. For in Christ we are seated far above principalities and powers. So witchcraft is obviously under us, all right? But understand that these spirits manipulate people's destinies. And when you are not aware of their operations, there may be quite a number of things they may be able to manipulate, okay? And cause things not to go in the way they should go. So tonight, I really want you to pay attention when the prayer point is lifted that you are really into prayer. Okay? Hallelujah. I heard the story of a young man who would go to the embassy. So when they say, come this date for your passport, when he gets there, they will say, we can't find your passport. They will search and search and search. They will not find the passport. So he'll go, do another passport, present the document, goes back, we cannot find your passport. Go back, do another passport, come again, we cannot find your passport. This happened 10 times. So finally, he was in a meeting and it was picked prophetically that there's a lot of witchcraft manipulation concerning your traveling. And by the power of God, that witchcraft activity and manipulation was broken. So he went the 11th time. When he went the 11th time, and they said, come for your passport. When he went to collect his passport, they brought 11 passports. So the woman who was going to hand the passport, he said, I'm confused. Which one is yours? And each of the 10 plus this one being 11, all the 10 had the visas in them that had expired. And now the 11th passport. You see? So that manipulation has delayed him for how many years? That means he should have been there long time, but because of that manipulation, things had delayed. I hope you are getting what I'm saying. Hallelujah. But when the kindness of God shows up, what has been kept from you for many years, there will be restoration. I hope you are hearing what I'm saying. Hallelujah. So yesterday I started to show you from Mephibosheth. Do you remember Mephibosheth? Now, 2 Samuel chapter 4, verse 4. As the Lord's kindness falls on you this coming March, may whoever is hiding around you, who is a zebra, be exposed. Whoever is posing as a friend, but is an agent of witchcraft. I heard another story. I love spiritual stories. They were battling in court, serious court case. This was actually a pastor. So in prayer with another, a word came. Don't tell your wife what has been decided. Don't tell your wife. So he was like, who then should I talk to? It's my wife I must talk to. Who should I talk to? No, I know you discuss things with your wife. I know your wife is your confidant, everything. But this particular decision before you go to court, don't tell your wife. This is difficult, man of God. Don't tell your wife. That is what the Spirit of God is saying. Don't tell your wife. Some manipulation is going on. It must be broken. Don't tell your wife. So he so controlled himself, didn't talk to the wife about the impending issue that they were now going to handle the next appearance in court. The wife forced him. Why? What is happening? You must tell me the progress. I must know before we go tomorrow. I'll tell you later. Controlled himself. Didn't speak to the wife about it. They get to court the next day. Guess who was the witness called to witness against him when they mentioned that it was the wife? Is he? Sometimes when we say some of these things, they sound like unanswered stories. When the witness came into the box, that was the wife. But now, she didn't get the information, therefore she didn't have what to say, and therefore was confused in the box. So the judge was like, are you really sure this is a witness? She doesn't have what to say. If he had told her the night before, he would have armed her with information to testify against him. Would be tied to if your wife or your husband is a witch or a wizard. There was another story. I love spiritual stories. Went to see his pastor, talking about things, and the pastor said, how's your wife? Oh, she's fine. Let's pray. They close their eyes to pray. The Lord speaks to his pastor. He said, are you aware you are married to an agent from the sea? And you are her assignment. So the man fell from his chair. So the man of God thought that it was the power of God that has moved the guy. But it was not the power of God. What he heard, he fell. So the man of God said, why? What's wrong? He said, Pastor, on my wife's phone, she has saved my name, my assignment. My assignment. I know there are some people they just, oh, witchcraft is not true. When you meet some, you know. People of God, what meaneth the 2 Samuel chapter 4 verse 4? And Jonathan, Saul's son, had a son that was lame of his feet. He was 5 years old. He was 5 years old when can you just imagine 5 years? 5 years, he's already walking. 5 years old. Already walking and running. What year do they walk and run? 2, 3. They're already walking and running, isn't it? 5 years old when the tidings came of Saul and Jonathan out of Jezreel, and his nurse took him and fled. And it came to pass, as she made haste to flee, that he fell and became lame. And his name was Mephibosheth. 5 years old. What? This is witchcraft. How can you drop a 5 years old and he becomes lame? There may be circumstances and situations beyond our control that has made it look like we have become lame in some areas. But listen to me. When the kindness of God showed up, that circumstance that came, Mephibosheth had no hand in this. 5 years. Look. Your grandfather is dead. Your father is dead. The same day. Nurse is carrying you. 5 years. He drops, she drops you. And what happens to you? You become lame. Many situations have dropped us. Some of the things that sometimes when you look back and say, what really took place? You have no idea, huh? But in the name of Jesus, the Lord is showing us kindness. And the kindness is going to wipe off this dent. You know, because of he being lame, he was in a place called Lodibar. 2 Samuel 9. I see the kindness of the Lord changing your story. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, anything witchcraft has spoiled or stolen from you, I see restoration. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. 2 Samuel chapter 9, from verse 1. Are you here? Okay. And David said, is there yet any that is left of the house of Saul, that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake? I pray that you sow the seeds of kindness. yourself also. Have you seen that the kindness that his father did to David, he was now going to reap a harvest of kindness? Be kind to people. Look at somebody and tell the person, be kind to people. Be kind. Be kind to people. Be kind to people. That person you think has no money, who probably you are now dashing some 20, some 10, look, may become a multi-billionaire tomorrow. Be kind to people. Praise God. All right, let's read on. He says, that I may show. No. The verse 1 again, please. That I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake. Verse 2. And David said, verse 2, please. And there was of the house of Saul a servant whose name was Ziba. And when they had called him unto David, the king said unto him, art thou Ziba? And he said, thy servant is he. The next verse. And the king said, is there not yet any of the house of Saul that I may show kindness, the kindness of God unto him? And Ziba said unto the king, Jonathan hath yet a son, which is lame on his feet. You see, we are asking you a question. The next minute you are bringing lameness here. Anything that brings a weakness of yours to make those who are called to help you, change their mind, that weakness will be swallowed up. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Now, you know the story. But I just want to point out some few things to you. Now, let's read verse what? Verse 4. Let's read. And the king said unto him, where is he? And Ziba said unto the king, behold, he is in the house of, I told you to pronounce this word yesterday night. Who? Makar. Okay. The son of Amiel in Lodiba. Lodiba actually means pastureless. Like, it's so dry that you won't find pasture there. And this is a prince who is ordained to sit at the table of the king. But where does he reside? In a pastureless place. But when the kindness of God showed up, he was lifted from the pastureless place onto that glorious place. I see the kindness of God lifting you up, lifting you up, lifting you up in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Now, I won't read further. When you go home, read 2 Samuel chapter 9. Okay? But now, 9 things that would happen when the kindness of the Lord is at work. Number 1. So when the kindness of the Lord is at work, we are going to pray. Your name comes up for favor. Your name comes up for what? Favor. What happened? Mephibosheth was far away in Lodiba, but his name, when the kindness of God showed up, his name came up for favor. He was in a hidden place, but you couldn't hide his name. Why? Because the kindness of the Lord had what? Located him. I see the kindness of the Lord locating somebody. This month of March, oh my God, the kindness of God. Number 2, when the kindness of God locates you, your helper starts looking for you. And they find you. Your helpers start looking for you and they what? They find you. Mephibosheth was nowhere to be found, way hidden in a pastureless place. But when the kindness of the Lord located him, his helper found him. I see your helpers finding you, finding you, finding you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Number three, when the kindness of God locates you, your shortfalls and your weaknesses are overlooked. Your shortfalls and your weaknesses are what? Overlooked. I think Ziba was thinking that he will say he is lame. Then David will say, oh, easy. And then let him stay in Lodibar. David didn't even pay attention to he being lame. He said, look, get him here. Get him here. Get him here. Hallelujah. Number four, when the kindness of God locates you, you will be lifted from a pastureless place. That's a dry place. Nothing is happening. Into the place of abundance. Hallelujah. Number five, when the kindness of God locates you, there is restoration of wasted years. And things that are rightfully yours come to you. Okay? There's restoration of what? Wasted years. Just imagine how many years Mephibosheth had stayed in Lodibar. Can you imagine? But it's amazing. The question that David asked, it's a very interesting question. Does it mean that everybody in Saul's family had died? Because it was a very interesting question. But is there nobody left of the house of Saul? So much that the history of that line, where were they? That the king could ask such a question. And how old was Mephibosheth when that question was asked? Can you imagine how many years? Mephibosheth, a prince, one whose grandfather had sat on the throne. I think everything is okay in our lives, isn't it? So I think some of these prayer meetings, I think maybe we should cancel them, isn't it? Adobe Kapia Dahaba. Restoration of wasted years. I think some of you have not wasted any years. Some of us, when we look at some, you wish you could press rewind and get back there and get everything and come back. But when the kindness of God locates you, restoration of wasted years. Number six, when the kindness of God locates you, provision answers to you in very strange ways. Provision answers to you in what? Very strange ways. Can you just imagine? The guy was in Lodibar the night before. The next morning, he is going to enjoy a meal from the king's table. My God. Provision in a very strange way. Why? The kindness of the Lord had located him. Number seven, when the kindness of God locates you, favor doors open for you. Favor doors. Favor doors. Favor doors. Favor doors. Open for you to sit in high places. To sit in high places with people of high reputation. Some of you must learn how to dress properly because, hey, favor doors are going to open. Some of you should even take the brushing of your teeth serious. Yes, the smell from your mouth. You see, you may not like what I'm saying, but I'm a pastor. I'm a pastor. Do you know one bad, breath? Because you don't take brushing your tongue seriously. Your tongue. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And probably there are holes in your teeth and food hides there. And after brushing, probably you don't use mouthwash. Maybe you don't think that one bad breath can close a door. So please, the kindness of the Lord is going to open favor doors. Don't use your bad breath to close them. Yes, your entire people of God. Hallelujah. Yes, you are going to sit with people in high places. Can you just imagine Mephibosheth? He's not going to sit at the king's table and dine with the king. Wow. Favor doors open when the kindness of God locates you. Number eight. Anything in your life that causes shame. Causes shame. When the kindness of the Lord locates you. Anything that is in your life that causes shame. That make it looks like when you appear, shame has appeared. Will be covered. You see, now when he sits at the king's table, his lame feet won't be seen. Hallelujah. Number nine. Is it number nine? Or number, yes, number nine, huh? All zebes. Every zebra. When the kindness of the Lord locates you, every zebra. This zebra guy was sitting on what belonged to Mephibosheth. Yeah. Probably when he mentioned Mephibosheth's name, probably he thought that the king was going to say, oh, he's lame. Oh, then he can't really do much. Then you can have the stuff. Because he was overseeing Saul's lands. Yes. How can he give that to 15 sons? 15 sons, 20 servants. It was a whole institution. Can you imagine Ziba? Yeah. When the servant has 20 servants, it should tell you the guy was feeding of what should have been Mephibosheth's property. He says, hand it over. Give it to, in the name of Jesus. Any Ziba will be exposed. As the kindness of the Lord locates us. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Zebes will be exposed and removed. I've given you how many? Nine, huh? Hallelujah. Number 10, the last one. Number 10. When the kindness of the Lord locates you, the beautiful things that will start because of the kindness of the Lord will not end. They will not end. You know, the king said, he is going to sit at my table and eat continually, not just for some days, continually. And all the days of his life, he's going to just sit and eat at my table. Some people will say, this thing that has come, just 1 week, it will end. They will see you enjoying it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Some of you are going to have some nice relationships start. The boy would like you and propose to you. My God, my God, my God. The lady will like you and settle with you. And they will say, this one, we don't think it can last. But they will be there and they will receive your wedding invitation in the name of the Lord Jesus. And they'll say, we really don't think it would really succeed. But by the time they realize you have been married for 2 years and you are going into your third year and you'll be having a baby, are you listening to what I am saying? I know some people said, let's wait. It will not work. It will not work. Let's wait and see. I remember when we got married. My goodness. Some people that I even didn't think that they were zebes. Zebellions. They will say, let's give them 2 months. This guy and this guy, how can he marry this lady? It won't work. It is 15 years this year. 15 years this year. With a mighty army. My goodness gracious me. Yeah. And amazingly, well, they will meet us later and they say, we thought it was yours that won't work. But this other one that we thought will work has collapsed. This one has collapsed. I said, those that are waiting for yours to fail, they will look at you for many years, because of the kindness of God, that good thing that is starting in your life, it will not stop. It will continue until Jesus comes. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, yes. Are you ready to pray? Now, I've given you 10 things. When we handle witchcraft, after witchcraft, we confess that these 10 things are established in our lives because of the kindness of the Lord. Why is handling witchcraft important? As the kindness of God is shown us. Do you remember the stories I told you? Don't forget them. Some of you, an appointment that you have been denied, by the time you realize they are calling you, say, your letter has been lying here for whatever. We don't know what covered it. The kindness of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Nahum chapter 3, verse 4. Just two scriptures we pray. Some zebes are waiting to see if the wedding will come on. We will have the engagement. We will have the wedding. No, some of you have been waiting for a long time. Saying, it will happen live. I will be there to bless it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Some of you, they have said that we don't know whether the visa will come. The visa will come. You will go to the airport and I see you there. I see you in the other country. Those of you who want to run away. Listen, but because of the multitude of the wardens of the well-favored harlot, the mistress of witchcraft, that selleth nations through her wardens and families through her witchcraft, families, whole families can be traded. But you know, we in Christ, when you sell the family, we are not part of it all, but still you are from that family. So some manipulations, are you getting what I have said? So get serious. These prayer points, write them down. When you go home, pray them. Witchcraft, she sells families through her what? Look, this mistress, this well-favored harlot, the mistress of witchcrafts, selleth nations through her wardoms and families through her what? 2 Kings chapter 9, verse 22. It speaks of that spirit called Jezebel. It says, 2 Kings 9, 22. Quickly. Yegada bahadas. Olande bakapaha. And it came to pass, when Joram saw Jehu, that he said, Is it peace, Jehu? And he answered, what peace? So long as the wardoms of thy mother Jezebel and her witchcrafts are so many. You are coming to talk about peace. This your mother, she's full of witchcrafts until she dies. Look at someone and say, look, the witches must be handled. The witches, they must be handled. Of course. No, go back. I just want you to see this part. You say, what peace? What peace? The witch is alive. You say, are you coming in peace? No, once the witch is around, there's no peace. Are you getting what I'm saying? Once the witch, maybe you are not seeing it. Once the, Jehu, is it peace, Jehu? And he answered, what peace? What peace? So long as the wardrobes of thy mother Jezebel and her witchcrafts are so many. What peace? So long as. What peace? Be on your feet. What peace? Are you ready to pray? Thank you, Jesus. It's a season of the kindness of the Lord. And in this season, any witchcraft activity must be stopped. And whatever the Lord has ordained for us through his kindness, we will enjoy in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We want to lift up our voices and pray that every witchcraft remote control, every witchcraft what? Forcefully manipulating any area of our lives, let it catch fire and be destroyed in the name of the Lord Jesus. Have you ever held a remote control before? Five, then it changes. 3, it changes. And it's not that you want that to be happening, but forcefully, they are manipulating things. You want to lift up your voice. My Father and my God. My Father and my God. As I begin to pray, every witchcraft remote control, forcefully manipulating any area of my life, catch fire and be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift up your voice and pray. Let sometimes there are commands you are obeying, but you don't know that in your ignorance of what they are doing, you are actually forcefully being made to obey certain commands. Are you getting what I am saying at all? We want to lift up our voice. My Father and my God. Let every forceful witchcraft command.
Let every forceful witchcraft command.
That I am ignorantly obeying.
Be abolished.
And let my spiritual sanity. Be restored in Jesus' mighty name. Take this prayer point to yours. We want to lift up your voice again. My Father and my God.
My Father,
let every forceful witchcraft command.
Let every forceful
witchcraft that I am ignorantly
obeying
be abolished. And
let my spiritual sanity
be restored in Jesus' mighty name. Lift up your voice and pray. Whatever. Your photograph is a click away. You know, I'd given things from my body to people, okay? Like maybe something I've worn or. Then I realized that I have enemies I've given things to. So I said, oh, when somebody who hates you have something that comes from your body, that means they can take it somewhere or whatever. Okay, to do something. You know, not that we are afraid of these things, but listen to me. Jesus said something. He said, don't be afraid of those who can kill the flesh. Because this, he says they can't kill the spirit. Oh, there's a lot of instruction in that. Don't be afraid of those that can kill the flesh or the body. When you go home and you get it, what I just said, clap there, okay? Don't be afraid of those that can just kill the. That means there are some people, they work so that, because if you are here on earth, that is when they will see your progress and their heart will be beating faster. But if you are not here anymore, you are gone, eh? You will be forgotten, innit? So there are many that wants you dead. And some of them, mistakenly, they might have gotten your singlet, your boxes, your the other things. I don't want to mention them. I can tell you stories after stories after stories. Somebody took something of someone and took it somewhere. You see, until you know these things and by fire, you have fortified yourself and worked against them spiritually. Look, there are those that can kill the body. I hope you are getting what I am saying. A pastor, someone came to confess to him, his baba, came to confess to him that whenever he comes to shave his hair, And he sweeps the hair. There are people that come to buy the hair for rituals. Can you just imagine? So you don't know where your hair that you left in the barbering saloon is ending up. Or the lady that placed her hands in your hair. I know one of the places we can easily get your DNA is your hair. That means your life can be messed up from your hair. That means your whole programming, there can be a messing up of your programming. Look, barbering saloons and hair palaces, they are some of the highly concentrated witchcraft zones on the earth. Hair. We want to pray. Look, pray this prayer point seriously. My Father and my God. Any witch or wizard. I think some of us, we don't really think that witchcraft activity is so we are very relaxed. My God. Me now, I know, I can say, these people, they hate me. They are witches. But you see, in our culture, you don't just say someone is a witch. Maybe we'll look at the qualities of a witch later. You see, you have many witches around you. My God. What meaneth that you have a dream and your mother's sister is pressing your neck, and the next minute you have to go and do operation in your neck? You tell me that. You tell me she's not a witch. What is she? That is, I saw her come to me and she did this and she placed his fingers into my eyes. The next minute you have to go and wear glasses. You say she's not a witch. She's a witch. I can tell you story after story after story. Oh, there was this position. Oh, she's taking. Then all of a sudden you have pressure. Some pressures are witchcraft pressures. When I hear these things, I say, look, some of us too are in that place. Why don't they come? Take things serious. When they come, you will hit their head. You want to pray, my Father and my God.
Any witch or wizard using my photograph or anything from my body
for incantations.
Backfire now
in the name of Jesus. My Father and my God. Any witch or wizard from my father's family, from my mother's family, from my friends, from my neighborhood, using my photograph or anything from my body for incantations to work against me, let their plans backfire now in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. In the name of Jesus Christ. My Father and my God. Every witchcraft representative. Posing as a friend. You have gone, you think you have found a lady you like, not knowing that she's coming from another place. And you are her assignment. Or you are his assignment. I said, the way my wife has saved my name on her phone is my assignment. My Father and my God. Every witchcraft representative. Posing as a friend. Snatching or hijacking my ordained blessings. Be exposed. In the name of Jesus.
My Father and my God.
My Father and my God.
Every witchcraft representative.
Every witchcraft representative.
Posing as a friend.
Posing as a friend.
Snatching or hijacking my ordained blessings.
Snatching or hijacking.
Be exposed. In Jesus' mighty name. Lift up your voice. They must be exposed. In whatever way. They are relating with you. The Spirit of the Lord is showing me a picture of someone who has been having this recurring dream. You see yourself in a dark place, and it's like you've been locked in a dark place. It keeps coming to me. It keeps coming to whether you are here or you are watching online. If you are here, I need to lay hands on you. If you are watching online, let us know in the comment section. I see you always see yourself. It's been recurring. You find yourself, it's like you are in a dark place. And it's like you've been locked up. So it's almost like you cannot see. It looks like things are clumsy. You cannot see. And it's like you cannot see far. You can't see. A lot of confusion. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. 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 We want to lift up our voice again. My Father, my Father.
My Father, my Father.
Any blessing of my life.
Any blessing of my life.
That has been tempered with.
That has been tempered with.
By witchcraft.
By witchcraft.
Let them be restored.
Let them be restored.
Right now by fire.
Right now by fire.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
My Father, my Father.
My Father, my Father.
Any blessing of my life.
Any blessing of my life.
That has been tempered.
That has been tempered.
With by witchcraft.
By witchcraft.
Let them be restored.
Let them be restored.
Right now by fire.
Right now by fire.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
In the name of the Lord
Lift
Jesus.
Lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice and pray. Thank you, Lord. I want to lift up our voice. My Father and my God.
My Father and my God.
Let all my wasted years.
Let all my wasted years.
Snatched by witchcraft.
Snatched by witchcraft.
You see, sometimes something should have happened maybe 2 years ago or 3 years ago. Huh? And because of witchcraft manipulation, things have been so delayed. Listen, we are lifting up prayer. All of our wasted years that have been snatched by witchcraft, let them be restored.
Amen.
You know, he says he's a God that restores wasted years. Wasted years. Wasted years. Wasted. You should have been married 3 years ago. You should have been married 5 years ago. You think it is not true?
It's true.
Adiba Konsha Tadiapa. My Father and my God.
My Father and my God.
Let all my wasted years.
Let all my wasted years.
Smashed by witchcraft.
Smashed by witchcraft.
Be restored in the name of Jesus Christ.
Be restored in the name of Jesus.
Lift up your voice and pray. Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Put your right hand on your head. Shout, the kindness of God has located me.
The kindness of God has located me.
My name comes up for favor.
My name comes up for favor.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Shout it, the kindness of God has located me.
The kindness of God has located me.
My helpers are looking for me.
My helpers are looking for me.
And they shall find me.
They shall find me.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Shout, the kindness of God has located me.
The kindness of God has located me.
My shortfalls and my weaknesses,
and my weaknesses
will be overlooked,
overlooked
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Shouted, the kindness of God has located me.
The kindness of God has located me.
I will be lifted
from
past
pastureless places,
into places of abundance.
In the name of Jesus. Shout it,
the kindness of God
has located me.
There is restoration
of wasted years.
Everything
that is rightfully mine in Christ Jesus
comes to me
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
The kindness of God
has located
me. Come on, shout it. The kindness of God has located me.
Therefore, provision
answers to me in very strange ways.
In the name of Jesus.
Shout the kindness of God.
The kindness of God has located me.
Therefore, favor doors.
Open for me.
I will sit in high places.
In the name of Jesus.
Shout the kindness of God.
The kindness of God has located me.
Therefore, anything that causes shame in my life shall be covered.
In the name of Jesus.
The kindness of God has located me.
Any ziba in my life shall be exposed and removed.
In the name of Jesus.
The kindness of God has located me.
Therefore, every good thing that starts now will continue.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Shout it, I am blessed.
The month of March is my month
that I will experience the kindness of God
right from the first to the last day of the month, in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Shout it, I am blessed.
The month of March favors me for the kindness of God
has located me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank